Hi, best friends. I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing Hideaway by Penelope Douglas. Let me just read the description first and then we can
Let's just
get into
dive
it.
right into this.
Okay. So on Goodreads, this is like it's split and it goes like Banks and then Kai. So Banks. Buried in the shadows of the city, there's a hotel called the Pope. Ailing, empty, and dark, it sits abandoned and surrounded by a forgotten mystery. But you think it's true, don't you, Kai Mori? The story about the hidden 12th floor, the mystery of the dark guest who never checked in and never checks out. You think I can help you find that secret hideaway and get to him, don't you? You and your friends can try to scare me. You can try to push me, because even though I struggle to hide everything I feel when you look at me and have ever since I was a girl, I think maybe what you seek is so much closer than you'll ever realize. I will never betray him. So sit tight. On Devil's Night, the hunt will be coming to you. Kai, you have no idea what I seek.
Okay, well, you're actually fucking wrong.
It
You
says,
don't know me.
you don't know me. It says, you have no idea what I seek, little one.
Ugh.
You don't know what I had to become to survive 3 years in prison for a crime I would gladly commit again.
They're
No one can
hardened
know.
criminals.
I'm a hardened bitch. No one can know what I've turned into. I want that hotel. I want to find him, and I want this over. I want my life back. But the more I'm around you, the more I realize the new me is exactly who I was meant to be. So come on, kid. Don't chicken out. My house is on the hill. So many ways in, and good luck finding your way out. I've seen your hideaway. Time to see mine.
Ew.
Yeah, I.
I didn't like
Yeah.
that. Also, I just really quick, I'm sure prison wasn't fun, but like 3 years in the grand scheme of things is not a long time.
Not only 3 year sentence, but like they were literally protected because they were paying people
It
off.
was probably like one of those Martha Stewart type prisons.
Yeah, like they were literally cozy, comfy. The only thing they didn't have was their freedom.
Like, they live in a very rich area. They
Yeah.
didn't go to bad jail.
No, they did not.
And I'm sure it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I've never been to prison. I can't say for sure, but I just feel like we're all being a little
But
dramatic.
I just get the impression that they're being
Feel like we're being
dramatic.
a little dramatic about going to jail.
That being said, how did you feel about this book? What would you rate it?
Somehow I liked it like even less.
Yeah.
Even less than the first one, but for different reasons. Okay, so I know this was like spread out over like longer than just a week, but it felt like everything happened in the span of like 1 week. And
Well, it was close. It was
was it?
close. It was
Okay.
like a month, or it was less than a month.
It felt like we were packing a lot, but also nothing.
Yeah, a
Like
lot of filler.
nothing really happened until the very end.
Yeah.
And like she put a lot of irrelevant things in there.
Yeah.
That being said, I gave it a 6.83 out of 10.
Fair. And it's funny because whenever we discussed book one and we hadn't like read this is your second time reading the series. And like in your mind, in your memory, you thought at the time that you liked this one more than the first one. And
Yes, it's been probably 7 years since I've read these.
yeah, and it was funny though, because when I texted you, I was like, wow, I really hated how this book started. And you were like, yeah, I forgot that I hate this book.
I actually don't like this one.
I would rate it very similarly to you. I gave it a 6.7 out of 10. I didn't hate it. Like, when I say, like, we hated this book, that's being dramatic. We didn't
Yeah.
actually hate it. But I feel like a lot of my grievances are very specific, and so I will air those out later when we're discussing the things we didn't love.
Yeah, and it's like if I hate a book, like we probably won't even do it.
Yeah, if I like legit, well,
Den of
Den
Vipers was the caveat.
of Vipers, we didn't know.
Den of
Neither of
Vipers
us
is when
had
we
read that
started
before.
setting boundaries for ourselves.
Yeah, and then we were like, if we get like 2 pages in and it's a no, then we're just gonna pivot and pick something
Unless we
else.
think we can do it justice by like absolutely roasting the shit out of it. But if it's gonna be just a waste of our time, like we're
Yeah.
not gonna do it.
Our time and mental energy,
Yeah. Okay.
boundaries 2024.
Let's dive into some characters. We'll start with Kai because he's the star of our show.
He's crazy.
Wow, he's fucking nuts. Like worse
In
than Damon, maybe.
maybe
In a different way.
in the first book, I feel like we get this very, like, obviously a limited view of all of the guys except for Michael. And with Kai's limited view, it seems like he's kind of a softy deep down. Like he's damaged. And he is damaged. But then we get a peek into his mind. At the beginning of this book, I was gagged because he was legitimately scaring me at the beginning of this book when he was like chasing Rika in the dojo.
Yeah, I'm like, hey man,
Like,
like that's your girl.
that's your friends and also your best friend's fiance.
And like the whole time he was like, damn, I wish she was still mine a little bit. And I'm like, back up. That
I
was a
know.
one-time thing.
I know. I really hated it.
And like, I hate that he was like, I'm broken inside. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry that you came from a loving family and that
Yeah.
your dad's like a little bit disappointed in your choices. Like, be nicer to your MILF and DILF, please.
Yeah, MILF and DILF have given up a lot for you to have the life that you have.
Like your dad fucking grinded to give you the life that you have, and then you squandered it, first of all, by hanging out with a bunch of hood rats, and then you got mad because there were consequences, and now you're like, I'm broken because of my upraising. No,
You're broken because you make the
aren't.
worst choices
If it were
possible.
like Damon saying that, I'd be like, for sure,
Yeah.
I that's why you act that way. Like, of course,
Damon
that's why you act that way. But not
unfortunately
Kai.
gets a pass for his
Not
behavior.
Kai.
Not
He came
Kai.
from a very loving home.
Not even really Michael, because yeah, Michael, your dad's a dick, I get it, and your brother's a little shithead, but like your mom was a good mom and you had
She was just
everything. You had
misguided.
money, you had power,
But
but
yeah,
like
I could not get behind that because of like the way he talked about his parents. And he's like, they're just so disappointed. And I'm like, okay.
I would be too. No, I agree. He ultimately, it just kind of comes across a little bit whiny. As far as like, if I take them as individuals, though, if I'm just comparing Michael to Kai as individuals outside of anything, I do think I prefer Kai over Michael, but I still don't like either of them.
I liked Michael actually better in this book than I did in his own book
I kind of didn't
because
like him in either.
really I
Yeah.
liked him better in this book, and I'll talk about it later.
That's fair.
But yeah, no, and just on top of that, like Kai also like obviously has some control issues, but just like the hot and cold with Banks was a lot. Like he loved her and he's like, but I'm actually not going to give you an option to be with me either. Like,
Yeah.
I'm going to make that choice for you. And it's like, you don't like people making choices for you.
Right.
And then you're going to do that to her
And
and
you
say you
know
love
she
her.
doesn't like that
And she didn't
either.
like that shit either.
Like, it would be different if that's all she wanted, if she wanted someone to control her.
She does not want that.
No, she does not. Speaking of Banks, let's talk about
Yeah.
her. First of all, she is not like other girls.
She just doesn't get why everyone is expected to wear makeup and dress
Yeah.
nice. God, you
No.
brainwashed little hussies. Like,
She binds her boobies and hides her hair in a beanie.
and she waxes her pits and legs and
Yeah.
lady parts because she needs to look like a little girl, which is really gross.
It is really gross, and the connotations
Ugh.
are that she's doing all of that for her father, which makes it worse.
And her brother, because
And
he
her brother.
doesn't want her to grow up. And it's like, that's very probably damaging to her psyche, I'm sure.
Clearly it
Like,
was because she's unwell.
that whole family is so fucked up.
They really are. They really are. And again, like, count your blessings, Kai, because this could have been, your upbringing could have been so much worse. This is kind of like silly, goofy, but at one point the most unrealistic part of this book, really, at one point she was like writing on a piece of paper while like she was writing seamlessly while delivering a monologue. And I was like, how are you doing that?
First of all,
Which
you didn't even graduate high school.
you are so dumb. How are you doing?
Someone spell check her shit because you know she was just chicken
She
scratching all
was
up on
scribbling.
that paper.
That, you know what? I chose to believe that. She was just pretending that she was writing
It's not
because it
even
looked
real
cool.
words or letters.
Yeah.
She had to
And
go back through
then
later and fix that.
she also was just, I mean, she was annoying for a lot of reasons, but this one really stuck out to me. There was like a time and she was straight up throwing a tantrum and like punching and kicking the wall. Very demure.
You know what she did kind of remind me of though is Sibby from Haunting Adeline because of her little
Yeah.
henchmen and her like thirst for
Okay.
blood.
She's Sibby, but worse.
Yeah.
She wishes she was Sibby.
I also think it's very crazy. And like I understand that she wanted like everyone's approval and like she wanted a seat at the table and whatever. But like her dad fucking sucks. Like her dad is
Yeah.
crazy. And like worse than Damon. And like multiple like when I first like got to Gabriel's like part where they're like meeting him and stuff, I was like, God, what little treats these people are. And she was like, yeah, I need to stay here with them. Like they're my family. And it's like, oh my God.
The only thing I will say in her defense with that is like she didn't really have a good place to go.
She did have a rough upbringing.
Yeah, like her mom. Yes, I feel like we needed that context to know that her mom was also not stable and not well. And
And this is how she came to live with
yeah,
them
like
and
that's how we came here. But one thing that I thought was just like really unnecessary is that we focused on it into the present storyline because like
yeah.
she shows up to like check on her mom and her mom's like being like
She's like
filmed
making like
for
sex
porn.
tapes.
Yeah, and I was like, what? And it would be one thing if it contributed to the plot at all, but I already
Yeah.
felt like this book was too long and I was just like, what is the point of this?
Like somehow her mom got like the FBI involved or something like that, you know? Like,
Yeah,
but
but
no.
no. It just was not contributing it. And her mom was like, "Get the fuck out. You're
Yeah,
ruining
like
it." Like,
she's
bitch.
like, didn't I sell you for $9,000? Scram.
Yeah, scram. I just thought that was so unnecessary and like it
Yeah.
felt like we were just adding something in for like shock factor that didn't need to be there. I don't know. It's
You
not
know what
that big of
else
a
like
deal.
really pissed me off, and it's kind of related to her mom. When Alex went out of her way, and Will, Alex and Will, like went out of their way to like close down a store for her and take her shopping and blah, blah, blah. And she was
Yeah.
just like, I don't need to wear any of this stuff. Like, I am my own person. It's like, that's cool, but you also look like a fifth grader
Yeah.
who grabbed things out of the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
And like, you're a professional and you're going to be working for very rich men. So, get with it, okay? It's gonna be fine. You're gonna live.
Like it's literally a uniform.
She's
You can
like,
wear
I'm
whatever you
gonna
want in your free time.
take these to Goodwill. I'm gonna give them to my mom. And it's like, your mom doesn't. Why? Why? And
Your mom's a piece of shit.
it's like, this is a job and you're making money. Get over it.
Yeah, she's so gung ho on being.
She wants to be cool and different.
Yeah, and I just like could not stand her this whole book. And it made it
She's
hard
so
for me to get through.
annoying.
She's so annoying. She's worse than Rika.
She is worse. At least Rika was like very aware of like her privilege and like
She
owned up
had
to
the
it.
spirit. You know what? Let's talk a little bit about Rika
Miss
because
Rika.
I kind of missed how I felt about her in book one because as a side character, she annoyed me more.
I was like, I didn't realize how fucking stupid you are.
I think like part of it in the first book is we have like an inner view into her mind and like we do
Yeah.
know that she's dumb, but she's like thinking it through and she's trying her best. But on the outside, you're just like, what a dumb bitch. Like, why'd you do
Truly.
that? And she kind of pissed me off.
And she was being so sus the whole book. Like, and they even talked about it. They're like, hey, why do you keep like leaving your door unlocked? And also like asking to be alone. And also like blah blah. I truly like, you know how people do like the are these two fictional characters like actually gonna stay together, yes or no? Her, I don't think she and Michael make it. I don't
No,
think they make
they
it.
don't.
And I'm like, she's inviting other men in.
Oh yeah, 'cause she likes the thrill of it.
Yeah,
Well,
she
Michael,
wants
the
to
whole
be
book,
unsafe. But
Michael is just like threatening to fuck other women the entire book too.
I don't think he would do it
No, but like he
He
sure
isn't gonna
says it a
do it.
lot. And the thing is, like, it's not even like a threat in a way that's like threatening the relationship with Rika. No, he's just like threatening violence against the
Like just
women.
because.
No, he's just
Just
threatening to sexually assault women.
just for fun. Yeah, no, that whole time I was just like, why are you acting like this, actually?
Yeah, both of them, Rika and Michael, because like he really, what threw me off is at the beginning, yes, what Kai
He's like,
did
I'm
to
gonna fuck your
Rika.
mom.
Yes, it caught me so off guard, man, because yes, what Kai did to Rika was bad, and I acknowledge that, and he overstepped. But then Michael was like, here's what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna fuck your mother.
So let me lay this out for you on the table here.
Meanwhile, Rika's just standing there like, oh, you're gonna what?
She's like, are you? Oh, okay.
Then later in the book, he's like, yeah, I'll fuck your girlfriend too to like get even since I
He's
let you
like,
have a threesome with
we're
me and
even
mine.
Stevens as long as I get to fuck banks. Which, here's the thing, I think he wanted to do that all along.
Yeah.
Because, like, even in that flashback where he was like pretending to be Damon just to see like what would happen, he was like, I want to see if this girl's fucking her brother. Like, I want to see what's gonna happen.
And he's
And
like,
she was
and if
like,
she is, then I'll get some.
he's like, that's really fucked up, and I'm gonna hold that against Damon. But he's like, if
But
not, like, I'm getting some either way. And whenever he was like, yeah, I want to fuck your girlfriend, like, that's been a long time coming, I
it has
think.
been because, like, whenever she had, like, she put on Alex's clothes after she, like, hers got wet in the rain. And when he saw her, he, like, did a double take. And I
He
was
was
like,
like, God damn.
and
Listen,
I'm
he
pretty sure
was
Rika
into
was
it.
there too. I'm pretty
She
sure.
was, because she yelled at him, was like, what the fuck? I'm standing right here.
Like, he is a little hoe. So, you
He
know what?
is.
Rika should be inviting other men into her apartment.
And I thought it, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, I thought it was so funny that he was so much nicer to Banks than he was to Rika.
Like when
Like,
they were young.
even when they were young, like, sure, he did, like, he did break into their home and he also did kidnap her,
Sure, sure, sure.
but he wanted to expose her to the world and do what Damon never would. And he
Yeah.
was very nice about it. And like, he made sure she got all dressed up and he made sure she had clothes.
Yeah.
And like, that was very nice.
He was like, let's get Rapunzel out of her tower for the night.
Yeah,
Come on,
that
let's go.
was actually very nice of him.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I
He's a
forgive
good
him.
guy.
Yeah, he's really good. He's a really
He's a
good
good
person.
guy.
You know who else is a good guy deep down? Damon.
Damon's a very, he's a good man, Savannah. He's a good man.
Okay, I'm so scared of him.
He's so fucking
And
scary.
when I started this book, I already was scared of him from book one, but by the end of book two, I was like, oh my God,
Like, he's
he's
gonna
so
kill
scary.
people.
He has and he will. Okay, I understood like where it was coming from that he like grounds himself with pain because that is a thing that people do. But the lengths he would go to were so disturbing.
Scary,
Like
because
whenever
he's a
Banks bit
psychopath.
him, oh my God. I almost like choked when she was biting him.
And he was like, oh, thank God, I feel so much better now. Or when she was like, yeah, you guys would never know, but Damon used to slice the bottom of his feet and then go play
And
basketball. And I'm like, oh.
it makes me want to like hug him, but also not because he scares me so much.
God, I was trying to, well, I didn't want to put myself in his position because he's got a lot going on. But it's like his mother is so vile,
Oh my
a vile
God.
creature. I was so upset the second time around reading like what she was saying about him, like whenever they found her in the ballroom, because like it was just like gut turning,
Yeah.
like how twisted of a woman she is.
She is actually, I think, the most horrendous character in the entire series thus
Yeah,
far.
like a
And
true villain.
when I tell you, it was like a jump scare for me because I forgot about her. Like for some reason, by the time I got like up to this point in the book where she was revealed, I had just like forgotten she existed. I had forgotten she abused Damon. Like I had forgotten everything about her. And then when she popped back up, I was like, oh, yeah. I remember all of this
Like,
horrible stuff. And then
yeah,
not
okay.
only was she saying such vile things like
Oh.
about him, but she was also like saying vile things about Banks.
And
And
she
things
was like,
were already
yeah.
sus. And I was
She's like,
like,
you need to let him fuck you. And I'm like, what?
oh my God. And it was like weird. He, at one point, it seemed like he was kind of like in a trance. And I don't
Yes.
think
And
he
like
was
he.
considering it necessarily, but Banks was nervous.
Well, I think it's just because like he had been like groomed for so long that
Yeah.
it's like when his mother's around and like bossing around, like he just fall like goes into like fight or flight basically, where like he probably just like disassociates and like whatever she says like goes until she
Yeah.
leaves. And so
Yeah.
like maybe he
Oh.
truly just was not aware of like his actions because like he had gone like so deep into his own head that he was just waiting for it to be over.
Yeah, he was just like, all I have to do is just do what she says, and eventually she'll leave
And
me
then
alone.
it'll be done.
Oh my
And it's
God.
so sick.
It's
It's so sick.
sickening. I could not believe it. Like, and then, oh my God, it felt
But
so
it's
good though when
like,
Kai like hit her. I was like, yes, like, kill
but then just
her.
like the whole epilogue when he was like visiting like the grave where he
Yeah.
buried her, like the under someone else's grave. What a conflicting thing to have to go through because like that's his mom.
Yeah.
But also like she did such like unspeakable things to him and like
Yeah.
I don't even know where that would leave you standing.
I felt like he was going to her grave to like revel in it.
I think so too. But I
Yeah.
think he also like was mourning the relationship they didn't have.
That's true. Yeah, he's a very complex character.
Well, and he even says like he feels every single emotion. Like he does not hide anything from himself and like he does not like deprive himself of those things.
I thought the epilogue was like perfect
A
because
very complex character.
he is. And I think like we get so much like build up with the first two books. Like we get so much build up of seeing him from the outside of like, oh yeah, he's the villain. He's horrible. And like, yes, the things he did were bad.
Are very
Were
bad.
bad. Very bad. But the things that happened to him were worse. And at the end and the epilogue, we kind of, it's our first glimpse into his psyche. And I thought it was such a good like setup for the third book. Like I'm so excited to get more of like what's going on in
Oh,
his
yeah.
mind because I feel like he has the
He's
biggest
an
opportunity for redemption.
Well, he's a very intelligent person too, you can tell. Like he thinks like 12 steps ahead.
Yeah, because he
And
was hiding right under their noses the
yeah,
entire
like
time.
his book is going to be really good. You know what else like did just make me kind of sad for him too? Like in the book where like they finally meet each other, like everyone at the Pope and he comes out of hiding and like he was explaining how like school, like he loved going to school because school's like the only place where he was actually like safe.
Yeah.
From his family, and like then his father started like making him go to the church and stuff.
Yeah. That is so sad because I remember in the first book, he was just like, that was his excuse for like kind of losing his shit at the end. He was like, I just want things to go back to the way they were. Because that's the only time in his life he's ever felt safe and like he had like a loving, supporting family. And so like, yeah, at the time, we were all kind of like, man, grow the fuck up. But like, he can't because he's traumatized and he's stuck mentally.
But I also think it's very important to say, let us not forget what he did to Banks, and
Let us not
let
forget.
us speak briefly that that is wrong and he should not have done that. And it was coming from a place of love, but like it was also very manipulative and very sick as well.
Correct. It was, yeah, and I do not defend any of the things that he's done. Like, disclaimer. Obviously, these are all fictional characters anyway, but like, if he was a real person, I would not defend his behaviors. However, I would understand what was going on that led to that. And I think that he just, like I said, I think he's got the biggest opportunity for redemption.
I do feel bad for him.
I do feel bad for him, and I hope that he gets a little bit of a happy ending in the end.
Okay, so then we have Will, who I feel like Will is just not getting the spotlight he deserves.
And it's
Yeah, I would.
funny because I'm like, he's all right. I don't know.
He's just okay. I just like, I feel like he's got a lot going on that they're just choosing to like kind of brush under the rug. Like, he's clearly mourning his friendship with Damon because that was like his best friend.
Yeah.
And like, he obviously has no outlet except for drinking. And everyone's just like, well, Will's got us though, so he'll be okay. And like, multiple people, like Banks says it, Damon says it, they're like, yeah, he's drinking himself to death. Like, maybe you should do something. I'm like, no. He's okay.
Yeah, they just leave him chilling. They're like, he's all right.
And while I do think it's very nice that like he and Alex like have some sort of like relationship to with each other, like, it's still not healthy because I don't
No.
think she is doing anything to stop him from doing that. Like, they're both just like mourning the shitty aspects of their life together.
They're just coping, and in some ways it is a healthy outlet because they're finding like comfort and company in each other, but like it's not deep, you know, like the connection, and they do care about each other, but the connection is not a genuine, like a romantic love. So like I think it has its place, but like obviously that's not what I want for them
No.
forever.
But he can do no wrong in my eyes. I'm excited to see more from him.
I do want to learn more because I think I will like him in the end.
And
Alex,
I
I
love
love.
her, my queen.
She is still my favorite character in this entire series.
She's a superhero.
She is so sweet too because like whenever Banks like and the Banks was being a little ungrateful bitch the whole time.
She really was.
But she was so sweet. She was like drying Banks' hair for her after she warmed up in the shower. And I was just like, she would be such an attentive partner for real. And it made me just want her, like I want love for her, like genuine love for her.
I think it's so funny that she is trying so hard to fuck the whole friend group. Like, each and every one of them, she was like, yes, like, I want a piece of any of you. And they're like, no, girl, we don't do that. And then they sleep with each other anyway.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, they're probably all very hot, and she's just
Yeah.
like, why
But, like,
not?
just let her in.
Just let her in. You guys do it
God,
anyway.
why are you doing that?
Like, come on. She's really good at it.
Just let her kiss you.
Just let her give you a little kiss. Oh my God. Yeah, I love her so much.
And on that note, let's move on to thoughts and concerns, specifically the orgy.
The orgy. Okay. Part of me liked it. But part of me was bothered because
Yes.
Banks and Rika, my thing is, they literally hated each other. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, let's just make out in front of our boyfriends so that they get turned on. And I was like, what?
You don't like each other.
You don't like each other. And then the other thing is, in this book, I just kind of felt like it was a repeat of that scene with Rika and
Yes.
Alex. So I just kind of felt like it was recycled. I don't
And
know.
so, like, I think the way I interpreted it was that they were able to cast aside their differences in that moment because Michael was being an asshole. You know, Banks was being a girl's girl and was like, you know what? I'm gonna take control back here. And also control of Rika because she wanted that. And we're just gonna really twist this situation around.
But it kind of pissed me off because then it's like you're rewarding Michael's bad behavior.
Because he wanted that.
He wanted
Dude, he was so into it. Kai was the only
that.
one like, what the fuck? What, like, why would you do that?
And then, but then
Who
Kai
just
was
has a
into
threesome?
it too. Kai was like, okay, but just kidding. I'm enjoying.
He's like, I actually also loved it. So, yeah, and like conceptually, it was very hot. Like,
Yeah.
what a great scene. Like,
I think I
just,
just didn't love the detail, like the nuances.
yeah, I didn't like the background information leading up to it. I did like this scene, though.
Yeah, as a whole, the template of the scene was good.
I think the idea of it was very cool, very
I
neat.
have concepts of an orgy scene. And then also one thing, another concern of mine is at one point in the book, Kai explicitly points out that Michael did in fact groom Rika. And I'm like, yeah,
Yeah, no, he did.
Sure did, and we're all just like moving on, aren't
Well, and I
we?
feel like he'd even admit to that. He'll be like, yeah, I was playing the long con here.
Yeah,
Like,
and then Kai did the same thing with Banks. Like, they're all
except
just fucked up.
Banks was a little bit older than Rika, though. Like, because she and Damon were like
That's true.
super, super close in age.
Yeah.
And so, like, was she still a little bit younger than them? Yes, but it was more age appropriate.
That's fair. It wasn't like a
Because,
4-year age gap in high school.
yeah, like, they're quite a bit older than Rika.
Yeah, I agree. That does make a difference.
They also had like a history, like her and the Crists, where like Kai had literally just met her that day.
That's true. No, you're right. It's different.
Yeah.
In general, with this book, and same with the first book, I did feel like it was just kind of a mixed bag as far as the like spicy, intimate
Yeah.
scenes went. Like sometimes I was like, yeah, like that's great. This is going. And then
I just read your comment. I'm sorry.
I just reread my comment. But I swear to God, a literal hand came out of my Kindle screen and slapped me across the face when they were about to have sex for the first time. And he was like, "Are you ready, kid?"
I literally have that written down as something that made me gag.
Like the absolute disrespect. And what pisses me off is she like acknowledged it. She was like, it didn't even like bother me as much as it normally. Girl,
As much as it normally does,
the way I would have dried up like the Sahara Desert and told him to kick fucking rocks. Like, this is over. This is over. We're not having sex
I know,
anymore.
I literally said, what?
I was
A
upset.
child?
Like, what are we doing with that, Penelope? What are we doing with that? Because you now 2 books in a row, you insist on the main male character calling them kid and little one.
Yeah.
And there was like a slight age gap, a 4-year age gap between Michael and Rika. So like, I guess, whatever. But like a 1-year age
She
gap, come the
was
fuck
a
on.
child. Yeah. Like, it would have been more, like, it would have made more sense if Michael did call Rika that because, like, she was significantly younger. But,
Yeah.
like, hi,
Mm-mm.
baby girl.
Hate it.
Like, what are we doing? And
Upsetting.
I wonder if, like, at first he's calling her a kid because she wanted to, like, look more childlike. And so it was supposed to be, like, offensive. But it's like, God, for you to bring that into the bedroom, like, Penelope, you're on a watch list somewhere. You're on
Yeah,
a watch
Penelope,
list
this is not her
somewhere.
first offense.
I did really like the epilogue in this book, and you said that as well. So we won't touch on it too much more. But I'm so excited for Damon's book. Like, I really do.
Me
And
too.
I had the comment written down on here too that I felt like this book was kind of like an ode to Damon. Like, Kai and Banks actually were not the main characters here.
Yeah.
This book was about Damon and finding Damon and what Damon's going to do. Like, at no point, like, there were some points where they're focused on each other, but in the grand scheme of things, like, Damon was our star of the show.
Well, and I think that's what bothered me when I was reading this book, and there were things about like that extra context about Banks' mother. Like, because I was like, what does this matter? Like, what is this doing?
Well, and like, I know the Pope became like an issue later on down the road, but I don't feel like the Pope was really like an important factor. Like,
It
they
was
did.
just kind of like introducing it as a setting, I
Yeah, I
guess.
don't know. Like, I just didn't like the way it was written in,
Yeah, I
if that makes
agree.
sense.
Yeah, like too
Like,
much
it
revolved
should
around
have.
it.
Well, and if it was going to be that important, like, they should have made it more important. Because,
Yeah.
like, they were at the Pope when, they met Damon's mom the first time, but then it's like a whole book went by before they were actually back at the Pope because they kept talking about it and how much they wanted to get in there and blah, blah, blah. And like, I don't know. I just
Yeah.
felt like there should have been more.
There should have been more, or maybe the issue is not that there should have been more with the Pope, but that it was too spread out, filled in,
Maybe.
all the gaps were filled in with all of this irrelevant stuff. Because I would say that's probably my major complaint with this book, is it was too long for what it was. And if it had been shorter, I think it would have felt more cohesive for one, but also would have made the ending like more impactful. Because on its
Yeah.
own, the ending was so anticlimactic. And I think it's because there was just so much fluff in this book that by
Yeah.
the time we got to the end, it was just like, oh, okay. All right, Damon's actually, he's cool. He's
Like,
walking away now.
There he goes. Way
Okay.
better.
Oh, bye. See ya.
I really truly think like all of these books probably could have been just like really good novellas. And
Yeah.
like she probably could have gotten the exact same message across in, I would say, about 100 pages less.
Yeah, I agree. Well, the thing is, 100 pages less, she'd still probably have like a 300-page book in the end.
Yeah,
Like it would
they
still
were
be,
decently long books.
yeah, they're just too long. One thing that was like really funny that I want to touch on because it's like not related to anything else. It was so funny how Vanessa like dipped at the first sign of a danger. Like Damon came back and she was like, "This is not what I signed up for." And she just dipped and went home.
Vanessa is the realest character out of all the. Because, first of all, Gabriel's like, I'm gonna marry off my Russian niece for my own nefarious purposes. And she's probably thinking, like, hell yeah, like, I get to start a new, fresh life in America.
Right, because I
Like, this is
imagine
gonna be so great.
like the Torrances in America are horrible. I feel like the Torrance family relatives in Russia are probably 10 times worse.
I mean, I'm just thinking, like, the Maid series books. Like, man, it is just a free for all out there. And so for her to come here and first of all be like, oh my God, my future husband's in love with another woman. And then, oh my God, these people are crazy and they're
Yeah.
killing each other. And
And
she's
she's
like,
like,
I'll
you know
risk it in
what?
Moscow.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my chances back home. She's like, there's a really nice mob boss over there with his eye on me, so.
And his name's Ronan. I think I'm just gonna risk it for the biscuit.
Yeah. Ooh, miss him.
Vanessa, you made a good choice, girly. You didn't want none of that.
No, because they're all crazy and they
They're
deserve each
all
other.
crazy and they love each other, and you don't need to be part of that.
They're a weird little web of mixed
It's
feelings.
borderline incestuous over there.
Borderline, Damon and Banks are like,
They didn't ever do it, but
ah.
I cannot even begin to, like, I won't put it past him. I'm sure maybe he thought about it once.
Oh my God, once?
I think he probably thought about it once.
No, I was so upset and I texted Tabby while we were reading. I was like, please tell me that these siblings do not fuck each other. And Tabby, you mischievous little bastard, just sent back like a smiley face.
I was like, they might kiss, I don't know.
I was so fucking scared. They don't.
They don't
Spoilers,
kiss. They
they don't
don't.
kiss. She does bite his throat, though.
But that was to save his life.
You don't understand. It's not like
Was
that.
to save his life.
You don't
He
understand.
needed that. He couldn't have bitten his arm. It wouldn't have been the same.
It wouldn't have been the same. It wouldn't have hurt so deliciously. there's a
Oh.
couple more things. We've touched on a lot of things we don't like about this
You know
book.
what? I do want to add really quick one thing
Yeah.
that just broke my little heart was when like Kai signed his life away to Banks and he said, "I'll fuck it, I'll do it, I'll marry Vanessa." And he leaves and Gabriel said, "I want her sullied." And
Oh,
the henchmen,
yes,
except
you,
for the
except
important
for
ones,
the
David
David.
and not Ilya, because Ilya
No,
was a little
Ilya's the
bitch.
one. Yeah, she felt so
I
betrayed.
felt so betrayed. I was listening to the audiobook, which let me talk about the audiobook after this real quick. I was heartbroken
Yeah.
because, like, she thought Ilya was about to save her life and get her out of there. And he said, "Yeah, actually, me first." And I said, "What?
He said, first
No."
dibs. I was hurt
He
by
said, "I've
that.
been waiting for this." I'm like, "You have?"
No, that really hurt my feelings.
Yeah, it killed me inside. Okay, really quick about the audiobook. Miss Penelope Douglas, girl, okay, it was the same narrator for the first audiobook.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe they recorded these out of order, or maybe they just gave her some shit ass feedback from the first one. But the way she enunciates words, specifically, it is. Like any conjunction, she over enunciates. And it really took me right out of the moment because, like, it would be like a steamy scene. And she'd be
Oh.
like, "I really liked this."
And one thing that
It
I couldn't
is.
stand in the first book either was the narrator. So I just think like
It got worse.
there's something off about them. Like they're not giving.
I think she was having to like sound it out as she read, maybe, and
She can't
like
read good.
she can't read very good.
And she has to take her time, and that's okay. And that's the thing is, I also, with, I mean, lots of audiobooks, I speed them up anyway just to like get through them faster. But I physically have to with these narrators in particular because I can't listen to them in real time.
And you know what? I think maybe we should not think about word count either. Use more conjunctions. It's as fun. It's as great.
And it probably sounds better when
And
read
it sounds
aloud.
so much better.
It is. Who says it is? It
It is.
is.
It is every time. It's never it's.
Now
Never
I'm gonna
it's.
notice every time I say it is instead of
Ugh.
it's.
Like, it just, I don't know why. It like just gave me the heebie-jeebies.
No, because it feels like Siri is reading your audiobook to
Yeah,
you.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we have touched on everything else that we didn't like about this. I guess maybe I didn't explicitly say this, but I also hated how young they are in the
Yeah, I didn't
flashbacks.
like the flashbacks.
Same with the first book. Like, I just don't want to read about teenagers
Which it does
getting
continue
it
to
on.
happen because somehow they always keep flashing back to some form of Devil's
Like,
Night.
stop. I hate it.
So.
Like, I wanted to love the flashback of him chasing her, but I couldn't.
Maybe if they were, you know, legal consenting adults, like it'd be fine. But, well,
Yep.
and like she was 17, so maybe she was, I don't know.
And again,
But.
like, yes, their pairing is more age appropriate, but still, like, me as the reader, I'm 27 years old. Like, I don't want to
Yeah.
read
I
about
don't want
that.
it.
I don't want it. And
Especially that
Penelope,
since
stop it.
they're gonna be like, they're still young.
They're young
22?
adults.
23?
Yeah, I don't know exactly how old they are, but they're young adults for
They're
sure.
not very old. But yeah, so that's, I mean, some of our bones to pick here. We do have a couple discussion questions.
Yeah. We'll kick us off with this first one. Why do you think that Damon continued to let Kai believe that he was the one responsible for his mother's death?
I've actually thought about that a little bit. First of all, I think it's because it gave Damon some control over the situation. And I think he really needed that when it came to
Yeah.
his mother. Like, he was the only one that knew where she was and like how to find her. But again, I think Damon plays the long con. And he was like, I might need this later. And as much as I love Kai and as much as Kai is a brother to me, like, you just simply can't trust anybody.
Yeah.
And so I think he was just holding that up his sleeve just in case.
No, I think you're right because I thought about this too. And not only was he like, yeah, in the long game, I might need something, but he was kind of thinking in the here and now too, because I think he was still so focused on protecting Banks and keeping Banks under his own control, but he saw like how much Kai and Banks were like gravitating towards each other. And so he was like, I need this to keep Kai in line. So that I can control the situation with Kai and Banks as well. Like even in that like present moment rather than looking forward to the future. So I agree with you that it's like about
And
control.
you know, thinking on this a little bit, did Kai just never ask about her again? Like,
I think that he did. He had to have because he knew.
or maybe
Oh,
Damon,
Banks. I
yeah,
thought you meant the
Banks.
mother.
Like, did
Did
he just never question after her again after that night? Like,
Well, maybe they had some kind of conversation and
Damon's
Damon
like,
was
we broke
like,
up and she doesn't work here anymore. Because they thought they were
yeah.
dating or something.
Yeah, he did. He didn't think they were siblings. So yeah, maybe Damon was like, Banks, like, you better back the fuck off of him or else. And then he was just kind of like, yeah, she's gone to Kai.
See, I just think that's so weird. He was so infatuated with her. And then he'd just be like, yeah, she's gone now, gone with the wind.
Yeah.
And I'm just not gonna ask Damon about that ever again.
I mean, I guess he, when you think about it though, he was a teenager. Like, he's a
Yeah.
fickle boy. Like,
True. He could get all the girls.
in the next moment someone crossed his path that was intriguing, she probably was kind of gone from his mind.
All right. And now they're married. Love that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he
You
was a teenage boy, to be fair.
know, we didn't really talk much about the marriage.
Yeah.
Actually,
Let's
really
touch on
quick,
that.
just super fast.
I mean, I understand like why it happened as a plot device. Yeah. I was bothered because like He was immediately cold to her, but then it felt like all of a sudden they were like, no, let's actually be in love.
And then he made her soup.
Yeah.
And everything was fine.
It was like a court of mist and fury.
That's what I was about to say. I'm like, okay, Reese and Feyre.
Spoilers.
The yakisoba.
I don't know
I
why.
don't
They were like, yeah,
know.
let's be in love. Let's try that.
Sure. Okay. Anyway, I just want to touch on that briefly. Second question. Between the two couples we've seen so far, who do you think is more dysfunctional and why?
I think, first of all, they're both dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
I believe
I
that
have an answer.
Kai and Banks are the more dysfunctional couple of the two.
That's my answer as well.
However, Michael and Rika, they kind of come close. And the thing is, like, Michael and Rika, I feel like all of their stuff is more like interpersonal, like that's their relationship issues. Kai and Banks is like they're both just fucked up and
And
they
they're
do fucked up
strangers.
things. Yeah, and they're strangers, and now
They
they're
don't know each
married.
other. Well, and you know what? Here's what Michael and Rika have on them too. They have not gotten married. You know what? They're taking their time. They're not just tying the knot real quick because they know deep down, like, let's just make sure.
They know it's dysfunctional, and
Like,
they
let's just
know.
really quick make sure this is gonna work out.
No, that's so real. And the thing is, ultimately, they're all super rich. Like, it doesn't matter if they get
No,
married and
they can get
divorced because,
divorced.
yeah.
It's all a
But
name anyway. Like,
I think it is, like, somewhat holding them back. Rika and Michael are like, you know what? Let's just be, like, yeah, we're together. But, like, I'm not willing to
I think they've got
commit.
a lot to work through.
Oh, yeah. Ultimately, everyone in this book, like, it needs a good therapist.
And I truly feel like if Kai and Banks did not get forced to be like get married by force, like they probably never would have. And so maybe that's for the best. I don't know. Like, I wish
Yeah.
them a long, happy life.
They probably won't stay together either.
I don't think any of these people are staying together. I say that. Just you wait, though.
Oh, but
Next.
there's going to be an end game couple.
There's an end game couple.
Okay.
There
All
is one
right.
that I'm like, yeah, they're gonna rule the world.
Okay. Well, I look forward to reading about it.
Yeah.
But that wraps up Hideaway, the second book in the Devil's Night series. And there's two more books in the series and two novellas. So we'll be doing this for another 4 weeks. But join us next week as we discuss My Evil Mother by Margaret Atwood. It is a short story
A
about a
tr it's a
girl's
treat.
mother who is a witch. It is a little treat. It's very charming.
And then the week after, we'll be discussing obviously the third Devil's Night book, Kill Switch by Penelope Douglas.
Go ahead, start reading both of those things if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time, and as always,
Let's get lit.